Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes. Destiny. I am healed.
Everybody say it. Amen. We had some technical difficulties, amen, but the Lord is still here. Amen. And we met him here. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you for another day, Father God. We thank you for this church, Father God. We thank you for this platform. Father God, we just give you all the praise, Father, and all the honor, Father God. And I, again, I welcome you all to the Fuse Memorial and the Jubilee Fair Worship Experience. Amen. I am Pastor D. Amen. And we're going to get the service started. Amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us with a song of praise, sir?
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you for another day. Hallelujah. Everyone, pray with me. Come and go with me to my Father's house. To my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house. There is peace, peace, peace. Oh, come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house. To my Father's house, well, come and go with me to my Father's house. There is peace, peace, peace. Well, no more lying there in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. Well, no more lying there. In my Father's house, there is peace, peace, peace. Oh, no more dying there. In my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. Well, no more lying there. In my Father's house, there is peace, peace. Peace, oh, love and joy is there in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. Well, love and joy is there in my Father's house. There is peace, peace, peace. So why don't you come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Well, come and go with me to my Father's house. There is peace, peace, peace. Oh, come on, come and go with me to my Father's house. To my Father's house, well, to my Father's house, well, come and go with me to my Father's house. There is peace, peace, peace.
Amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In my Father's house, yes. Thank you, Brother Tony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. We shall now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Tremaine Townsend, followed by invocation by Minister Lisa Green, and our scripture by Reverend Patricia Johnson, in that order.
Amen. Good morning. I'll be doing our affirmation of faith. Let us unite together in our historic confession. And in whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered unto Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Father God, we just come before you, just thanking you, Father God, just thanking you for yet another opportunity and another day, Father God, another opportunity to fellowship and another opportunity to love and be faithful and just all the good things of the fruit of the Spirit, Father God, that you have commanded in your word that we do. Father God, we thank you right now for your most holy word, Father God. We thank you for your son that you sent to Calvary, Father God, for our sins and transgressions. We thank you right now, Father God, that we praise you with truth, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the faith that you've given us in you and in each other, Father God, the love that you've shown to us that we can share with one another. We thank you right now, Father God, that you have transcended any and all things, Father God, that you have healed us, Father God, that you've redeemed us, and we are free from sin, Father God. We are free from the stain, Father God. Father God, you are our Lord and Savior. You're the King of Kings. Father God, we just love and we just praise you forever, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that we are sitting at the right hand, that we look forward to sitting at the right hand with you, Father God, when we leave this place, Father God. But while we're yet in this world, we're not of this world, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that we are not the tail end, Father God. We are the head because you put us in the forefront, Father God, to lead and to guide according to your riches and glory, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that we are the called and that we are called just, Father God, to recognize all the things of this world, Father God, that we who listen to you, Father God, and use our hearts and our heads, Father God, that we can show the way for others, Father God, so that they can know and love you. We thank you right now in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you right now, Father God, that we praise and worship you in spirit and truth, Father God. We love you, Father God. We thank you right now in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. I am reading NIV version. Scripture, Psalms 103, verse 1 to 8. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heal all your disease, who redeem your life from the pit, and crown you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desire with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord worked righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his way to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. The word of God for his people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the affirmation of faith, for the prayer, for the scripture. Amen. May God continue to bless you all. Amen. As we come to this time of our service, it is our announcements. And I just want to say to you all to continue to listen to what we are asked to do as far as keeping ourselves safe and out of harm's way. Continue to wear your mask, continue to sanitize and wear your gloves, and when you're out, please, please, please do not forget to stay 6 feet away from each other. Amen. I know it's kind of hard sometimes, but it's important for us to do so. Amen. I just know that eventually that God will wipe everything away, amen. So let us just continue to do our part, amen. And also, we need to make sure that as it's coming time for us to vote, amen, let us please make sure, please, please, please get out and vote, amen. Do not allow your voice not to be heard, amen. Please get out and vote. I hear a lot of young people say, oh, my vote don't matter. It is your duty as an American citizen, amen, to get out and vote, amen. So do not allow the enemy to whisper that into your ear, and then you don't exercise your right, amen, because you never know if that may be the one vote that counts, amen. So even though we have a lot of people that say different things or it's done this way, it's done that way, regardless of the fact, get out and vote. Amen. So I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, I implore you, I even challenge you to please get out and vote. Amen. So with that being said, amen, it is that important this election year. Amen. I just thank God again for this time and this place. Amen. As we continue on in our service, amen, I will bring forth the minister, Kyle Garrett, for our altar call.
Amen. Father God, we just bow down right now in total submission to your will and to your way. Lord God, I ask that you look upon us, your servants, and I ask that you heal our wounds. I ask that you heal this community, dear God. I ask that you heal the state of Michigan, dear God. I ask that you heal and that you cover and anoint these the United States, dear God. Watch over them. Keep them safe from all her heart and danger, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South. Dear God, I just ask, and I want to thank you for all the things that you've done in our lives, individually and collectively. Continue to be able to bless us. Continue to preserve us in your care. Wash us and purify us with your Holy Spirit, dear God. Things and all things we ask humbly. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Kyle Garrett, for that altar prayer. Amen. We shall now ask the exhorter, Annette McKinney, to bless us with a song.
I've seen the light mean flashing, and I've heard the thunder roll. I feel his brave, his dashing. They were trying to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of Jesus. He was telling me still to fight on. Oh, you know he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. The world's fierce winds are blowing, temptation sharp and keen. Oh, I feel a peace and knowing that my Savior, he stands between. He stands to shield me from danger when early friends are gone. Oh, you know he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Ooh, no, never alone. Oh, no, 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 never, never alone. Oh, you know he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. He died for me on the mountain. For me, they pierced his side. For me, he opened that fountain, the crimson cleansing tide. For me, he's waiting in glory. He's seated upon the throne. Oh, you know he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Ooh, no, never alone. No, 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 never alone. Oh, you know he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, no, never alone. Ooh, no, 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 never alone. Oh, you know he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. He promised to never leave us alone. Pray with me. Eternal Father, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my King, my all and my all, I thank you for this time. But Lord, it's me, your most humble servant. I decrease so that you may increase more of you, and I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the book of Psalm 103, starting with the first verse, and it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy." May God continue to bless the reading of this most holy word. For our subject today, when all else fails. This particular psalm blessed my soul on many, many levels. It is entitled simply A Psalm of David. It is not giving any miraculous words or anything that will stand out to the reader, just simply a Psalm of David. But if you look at this scripture, if you look at this manuscript of music, if you really listen to it with your spirit, you will find that that David was writing a song out of his pure heart, that David was writing something unto God, that David was the one that saw something, that experienced something, that dealt with something, and he needed to put it into words. Many theologians believe that this was a psalm that was written later in the years of David's life. Due to the way that the psalm is written, it truly speaks to the mind and to the spirit that there is some type of maturity that is spoken in these words, that there is something in these words that somebody has had to deal with some issues, and they knew that because they could not themselves pull themselves out of the damnation that they put themselves in, that they had to rely on some other being that was higher than them, that sits high but looks low and looks into our issues but says that I'm going to still bless you anyhow, that there was something that was going on that they saw that David was writing this, so thus they feel that this was later on in David's years after experiencing letdowns after letdowns, shut-ins after shut-ins, and the things of his flesh that kept trying to take him over, amen. But while he tried to serve God, there was something always trying to pull at him, to pull him back to the other side, to the heathenistic side. And so throughout all of that, throughout all the victories and the battles that he fought and the wars that he won within his mind, amen, that he had to actually bless God by saying that I'm going to bless the Lord with all my soul and all that is within me. I'm going to bless his holy name because I've seen my God at work. I've seen his work. I've seen his mighty hands come down like a whirlwind and fix the situation that I caused the calamity. I've seen my God move. I've seen my God bless. I've seen my God heal. I've seen... that I've seen when all else failed around me, when nobody else could do it, when my mama couldn't do it, when my daddy couldn't do it, when my brothers couldn't do it, when King Saul couldn't do it, my God stepped up and said that I'm going to do it, and you're going to see my works. You're going to see what I'm going to do right here and right now, and all I ask that you do is give me the praise. Oh, somebody here understands what I'm saying. Don't you remember that time when you was down in the lion's den, amen, like Daniel, and God somehow miraculously, you found yourself on the other side of that den, amen. You find yourself on safe ground, amen, and those... And those lions and those tigers could not mess with you, amen. You found yourself on the winning side when everybody thought you was on the losing side. Or perhaps you were one of the ones, amen, that they said you were going to be a menace to society, that you would be dead before you hit your 21st birthday. But amen. Somehow God came in and he fixed the situation. Somehow God came in and he turned things around. Somehow God came in and he blessed the situation. And if you just remember that, when you take a look at your life, you will find that God has always been faithful to you, that God has always blessed you, that God has always kept you, that God has always been there to make sure that... Mm. You see, there's somebody here today that knows that when all things around you fail, amen, that when all things around you don't work out like you think that they're going to work out, that there's a God that says that I'm going to fix this situation for you, but all I want you to do is to give me some honor, to give me some praise, and when you see that God has fixed the situation, all you can sit back and say is, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, because you know that God came down and he fixed the situation for you. Well, Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. I'm here to let somebody know right now that it's time that we start blessing the name of the Lord and stop allowing this world to curse the name of the Lord, because when we bless the name of the Lord, breakthroughs happen in our lives, miracles come down, breakthroughs happen, yokes are broken in our lives when we start to bless the name of the Lord. I'm here to let somebody know that I remember a time when I used to curse the name of the Lord, but I found that being on this side of salvation is better than being on that side of damnation. And I'm not going to allow no demon in hell to snatch me away from the salvation that was placed upon me through the blood of Jesus. And since I'm talking about the blood of Jesus, that's the same blood of Jesus that ran down not only for me, but it ran down for you too. And if you desire, it's time that we start blessing the name of the Lord. If you desire to be in that boat, if you desire to see the new world, if you desire to be a part of his family, it's time that you start to look at your life and reexamine what God has done in your life. And if God has done any blessings in your life, then it's time that you start blessing God's name. It's time that you start telling people what happens when all else fails in this world, that there's a God that created the heavens and the earth, and the same God that created the heavens and the earth has all blessings in his hands for you, have all breakthroughs, all miracles, all love in his hands for you. But all you have to do is turn around and turn away from your wicked ways and allow God to come in and to set up shop in your house. You see, it's time that we start to let it be known that we serve a living, breathing God. It's time that we let it be known that with all my soul, regardless of what goes on around me, that I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. I don't care if my house is burning down and I'm dead smack in the middle of it. I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. I don't care if they cut off my hands, if they cut off my feet, if they cut out my tongue. I'm going to still sing praises unto the Lord because I know that my God is worthy. My God is going to see me through it. What man can do to this body, you see, God, man can do what they want. I'm here to let you know that God can destroy both the body and the soul. So I'd rather be on God's side. So I'm going to bless his name when they try to tell you that there is no God. You bless his name anyhow. When they try to tell you why you're serving a God, look what's going on in your life, you bless him anyhow. When the diseases come upon you, you bless him anyhow. When you find yourself on a losing end, you bless him anyhow. When you find yourself not being able to see your way out of no way, you bless him anyhow. When you find yourself not knowing which way to go, when you find yourself on the side where, Lord, I don't know where you are. Lord, I don't have anybody that's going to understand my walk, that understands my talk, that understands my ministry. You bless his name anyhow, because I'm here to let you know that when you give God the praise, he will open up the doors for you. He will open up the windows for you. He will even make it to where some flowers will grow out of concrete, amen. God will do some miraculous things in your life. But he said, where are my people that's going to bless my name? Where are my people that's going to use their innermost being to say, I will bless your name, Lord. I bless you at all times. And even though with everything that's within me, the molecules, the electrons, the blood, the marrow in my bones will begin to turn into fire when I start to bless the name of the Lord.
I understand now why I can see a 92-year-old woman stand up and give God the praise. And she says that regardless of what goes on, I'm going to praise the Lord because her strength and her praise has been renewed every day like the young eagle. But it's somebody. It's time that we bless the name of the Lord. It's time that we begin to let it be known that I will bless your name, Father God, regardless of what it looks like, what I see, what I think, or how I feel. I may not want to get up and preach today, but guess what? I'm going to bless your name anyhow. I may not want to go over to the church, but guess what? I'm going to bless your name anyhow because there's somebody there that's waiting on the word. There's somebody there that's waiting on the presence. There's somebody there that's waiting to hear a prayer. There's somebody there that's waiting for a smile. There's somebody there that needs to know that God exists, and I'm going to bless your name through my actions. I'm going to bless your name through my tongues. I'm going to bless your name through my lips. I'm going to bless your name with all I have because all I have is what you've given me, and because you gave it to me, I'm going to bless your name, and I'm going to... I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. I'm going to bless your name, Father God. I'm going to bless your name regardless of what. Father God, I have been to hell and back, and I'm still going to bless your name. They don't understand my praise, Father God. They don't understand what you're doing in my life, Father God. They don't understand. Many days, David had the same type of thought. Many days, David said, Lord, what am I doing? Lord, why am I doing this? I could be doing so many other things. I could be a famous musician right now. But Lord, I give you the praise. I bless your name, Father God, because I'm going to allow my faith to go before me. And even though I don't want to be the king sometimes, this is what you've given me. And I'm going to bless your name, Father. You see, David wanted somebody to know today that it's time to start blessing the name of the Lord despite your situation, despite the circumstances, and despite what you may think or what you may feel. When you bless the name of the Lord, when you give it all that you got, I promise you he'll see you through it. I promise you he'll make things right. That crooked line that you've been walking, he'll make it straight. When you don't know, when you feel you've been walking around with blinders on, he'll lift those blinders off. But are you willing to bless the name of the Lord? What say you, church? Are you willing to look beyond what you see and focus on the need? It's time that we start blessing the name of the Lord and stop allowing the enemy to run rampant in our church. Not our church, amen, not Fuse, but I'm just speaking in general. It's time that we start blessing the name of the Lord at all times and start stomping out praises unto his name, because I tell you right now, we don't know when the Lord is coming back, but I'm here to let you know that if you start praising him, if you start blessing his name at this very moment, if you stand up right now and say, I'm going to bless your name, Father God, despite the fact of my bills being due, despite the fact of not having no clothes to wear, despite the fact of not having no husband or not having a wife, I'm going to bless your name right now because I know that you will supply all my needs according to your riches and your glories. That, Father God, I may be lonely right now, but you go see me through this, Father God, because you said you will never see me. You didn't bring me this far, Father God, to drop me off right now. So because I know, Father God, that you didn't bring me this far to drop me off right now, Father God, I stand in your presence right now, and I'm going to bless your name, and I'm going to bless it, Father God, until you move on my behalf. And then even if you don't move on my behalf, I'm going to bless your name anyhow. Because I know, Father God, that at the end of the day, that when you get ready, Father God, that when it's your perfect will, when my will aligns with your will, Father God, that you will... that you will bless me, Father God. That you will see me through this, Father God. That you... if I give you my all, Father God, I know you're going to give me your all, Father God. And I just thank you. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in my life, Father God. Yes, I remember, Father God, that lion's den. I remember that lion's mouth, Father God. And that breath was so hot, Father. Those teeth were razor sharp, Father God. But somehow, Father God, you came down and you saved me, Father God, from that lion's mouth. And you said, all I ask that you do, young man, all I ask that you do, little boy, all I ask that you continue to do is to give me the praise. Bless my name before the people. And sometimes you're not going to like the situations that I put you in, but I still want to see if you're going to bless my name. I still want to see what you're going to do with what I've given you. I still want to see what if you're going to do it despite the fact of what you see, despite the fact of how it feels, despite the fact of what it tastes like. I just want to see what you're going to do with what I've given you. But Father God, I tell you that I will bless your name despite the fact I will continue to lift it up, Father God, and even when it comes down to the innermost being in my heart, Father God, search my heart, Father God, and you will see that I will bless your name regardless of what it seems like, what it said to me, what it's done to me, and how it's done. Father God, I thank you, Father. I accept it, Father. I accept that mission to go higher, Father. I accept it, Father. I accept it, Father. And I will bless your name, Father. I will bless your name, Father. On every level that you take me, Father, I will bless your name. Wherever you send me, Father, I will bless your name. Whatever I have to do, Father, I will bless your name. Because you've given it all to me, Father. Just like you did to David. You blessed him, Father God. You blessed me, Father. I, Father God, I stand, Father God, ready, willing, and able to bless your name. I thank you. I thank you, Father. There's somebody here that needs to know that you spend enough time talking. You spend enough time moving your mouth and nothing but hot air is coming out. But now it's time that you use your mouth to bless the name of the Lord. If you want a healing to take place, it's time that you bless him. If you want God to do some supernatural stuff in your life, it's time that you bless him. If you want God to move in your family's life, if you think that you can do it all by yourself, I'm here to let you know that you can't. But if you want God to move in your family's life like a whirlwind to come in and renew some spirits in your family's life, it's time that you start blessing the name of the Lord. You are the head of your house.
Yes,
start
Jesus.
Blessing the name of the Lord. And I'm here to let you know that if you start blessing the name of the Lord, you're going to see some things turn around in your life. You're going to see some things fixed in your life. You're going to see some things straighten up in your life. You're going to see them things that you thought that was not being able to be fixed, you're going to see that God's going to say, I'm going to come in and I'm going to fix it like a mighty whirlwind, because God is just that God. He's just that gentleman. And he said that if you just give him a little bit of your time, then he'll give it all to you. I'm here to let you know right now, I want somebody right now to bless the name of the Lord with all that you have. Give him all that you have and see what he'll do for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's that time. It's time. We're worrying about the presidential election. Bless the name of the Lord and see what he'll do.
Yeah!
We're worrying about what's going on. We're worrying about this coronavirus. Bless the name of the Lord and see what he'll do. We're worried about cancer.
Hallelujah.
We're worried about ligaments hurting. We're worried about arthritis. We're worried about all that. Bless the name of the Lord and see what he'll do.
Yes, sir. Preach it.
You see, I've been there. I've been down in the lowest of the valleys, but right now I'm climbing to that mountaintop. And every time I find
Lord
myself walking
Hallelujah.
Without no shoes on and I step
Glory
on a stone
God.
And it hurts
Hallelujah.
My feet,
Thank
I'm going to bless the name of the Lord, because one day when I reach the top of that mountain, I won't have to worry about what's
Thank
down
you,
in
Lord.
The valley, because I bless the name of the Lord with all
bless
that I
the
have,
name of the Lord.
And because I bless the name of the Lord.
Bless him.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's that time.
Yes, Jesus.
All you ministers. All you ministers, all you bearers of the word, bless the name of the Lord. in your ministries.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the
Lord.
Lord, in your breakthroughs. Bless
thank
the name
you,
of the Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
Brother
thank
Hakim,
you,
bless the name of the Lord.
Yes,
see what he
Lord.
Does for you.
Jesus.
Yes.
It's
Jesus.
Time.
High and lifted
oh,
up,
prophetess.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, dear prophetess, bless the name of the Lord. It's time. Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to stop right here. But I'm here to let you know that if you are a member of Fuse Memorial CME Church, or if you are a member of this Jubilee Affair, you will start to bless the name of the Lord. From this moment forth, we will bless the name of the Lord, and God will see us through. Don't worry about what could have been or what should have been or what's going to happen. Bless the name of the Lord. And watch your road to salvation get a little smoother. Blessings.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And as I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, if there's somebody here today and you found yourself unable to bless the name of the Lord due to the situations that you are in, I have to say this morning, I utilize every opportunity that I have to give God the praise. And there was a young lady that I was talking to through another friend of mine, and she did not know how to pray. And it was through the unction of the Holy Spirit that I stopped what I was doing to pray for this young lady. And she accepted Christ as her living, breathing Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
She accepted Christ as her Lord and Savior. She said, all my life I've been struggling.
God be the glory.
All my life I've been addicted. I've been afflicted by things. And I sometimes can't see my way out of nowhere. And I said, well, I'm here to let you know that you are now serving a guiding light that's at the end of the tunnel. And he's going to see you through it. And maybe that's you. Maybe you've been addicted. Maybe you've been afflicted. Because, you know, we're all ex-somethings. And maybe that's just you. And if that's you, I want to offer Jesus to you right now. I offer Jesus
right
to you
now,
right now as a living,
Lord.
Breathing sacrifice. Don't look to the preacher. Don't look to the ministers. But look to Jesus who can save your soul. I can only lead you to the water, but you got to drink from the water from your own.
Yes.
If that's you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord with me right now. Join in with me and let's bless the name of the Lord together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my son, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. May God bless you. May God keep you. Brother Tony, Exhorter McKinney, I know one of y'all know that song. Will you please sing a couple of verses to bless the Lord? Amen.
Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul,
yes.
And all that is within me, bless his holy, holy name. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and
all
that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Oh,
amen.
that is within me, bless his holy, holy name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank
you.
And you know what, I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm not going to do a doxology. We're not going to do a benediction, because you know we're not going to close this praise out, amen. We're not going to close this praise out. We're going to continue this praise, amen. We're going to continue this praise all week long, amen. We're going to continue this praise all week long, amen.
Yeah.
I said we're going to continue this praise all week long, amen. We're going to bless the name of the Lord all week long, amen. And watch what God is going to do in our lives, amen. We're going to bless the name of the Lord. Bless him all that you have, all that's within you. Give him the praise. Thank you, Father.
Lord, you're worthy.
Thank you for being so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless you all right now. Everyone within the sound of my voice, I bless you right now. I bless your hands. I bless your feet. I bless your knees. I bless your head. I bless your hands. I bless your family. I bless you right now. Receive your healing right now. Receive your deliverance right now. Receive your breakthrough right now. Let the Lord do his perfect work within you.
Lord, you're worthy, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Due to us having just a few more minutes on this broadcast here, amen, I don't want to stop this praise and I don't want to stop this worship, amen. So I'm in the midst of this worship, in the midst of this praise, I just want to thank everybody from
thank
the show.
You. Yeah.
Whoever I can.
Yes.
The HubNet Online Network. I just want to give God the praise for you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, sir.
Blessings, Father God. Yeah. Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you, Lord. Mm.
As we are signing off from this worship experience, continue to worship within your hearts.
Amen.
So tell somebody about how to bless the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
On behalf of all these ministers and preachers, I am Pastor D. We bless you.
Thank
we bless you,
Lord.
From this moment forth.
Amen.
We
bless you,
thank you,
Lord. Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. And amen. Amen. Mm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You are worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Thank you. We are signing off. Have a blessed day.